Exercise 3, page 46. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about alternative medicine. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H the reason each speaker gives for using alternative medicine. For questions 6 to 10, choose from the list A to H what surprised each speaker about their experience. Speaker 1.
I'd tried everything to sort out my migraines. I lost count of the number of times I'd visited the doctor, but nothing he gave me seemed to help, so I guess I was a bit desperate. I didn't want yet another medication that would fail. It was a colleague that suggested I try acupuncture, and you know what? It worked. It's not that pleasant. The needles sting when they're first applied, but that pain soon goes away. What I couldn't believe was how quickly it worked. I had almost instant relief. It's now 6 months since I finished the treatment, and I haven't had a migraine that whole time. It's been a revelation.
Speaker 2.
I've always been very conscious about what I put in my body. I don't eat any processed foods. I cook all my own meals using fresh ingredients, so I guess it's just common sense that I wouldn't want to ingest chemicals in the form of medication when I'm ill. And a lot of these therapies have been around for millennia, so they've stood the test of time. But you have to be careful. It's actually quite shocking how many disreputable practitioners there are out there. And some of the products on the shelves do nothing at all except part you from your money.
Speaker 3.
I was under a lot of stress at work, so I was originally just looking for something that I could use to help me relax for a while. I thought getting some soothing oils to help me wind down after a hard day would do the trick. And it did. So much so that I decided to look into the practice of aromatherapy more. I was astonished to find out how many ailments and conditions it can help, depending on the combination of oils that one mixes together. I've even started mixing some blends for my friends and colleagues.
Speaker 4.
I'm one of those unfortunate people who always seem to get side effects from medication. When you read the patient information leaflet that comes with your drugs, 9 out of 10 times I'll get one of the side effects listed, even one of the rarer ones, so I didn't really have a choice. It was just common sense for me to try something different whenever I could. Of course, not everything works, but there's an astonishing variety of treatments and therapies that you can try. You just have to find the right one that works with whatever is ailing you.
Speaker 5.
A lot of people tell me that they use alternative therapy because they don't trust modern medicine, but that's not why I use it. If there's something wrong with me, I won't hesitate to visit my doctor. I started using non-conventional therapies in an attempt to stop me getting ill, so I wouldn't have to go to the doctor. But you know what? I had no idea how many of these therapies doctors use in their treatment plans until I told mine about what I was doing. I was shocked, but I suppose it makes sense. After all, a lot of these treatments started out as medicine in the ancient world.